Your interest in social media and marketing completely screwed up my list of questions. I had all these really interesting questions about professional sports photography, and this was before I knew that your interests were much broader than that. Let me take a look here to see if there's any, if I got anything here.
Well, I mean, I can answer the sports photography side.
I don't want to make you talk about something you're not interested in anymore.
Well, I am interested in sports photography. It's actually my biggest passion.
All right. Well, if you don't mind answering a couple of sports questions, we'll knock these out and get them out of the way. What's the most difficult kind of job to shoot? I mean, is there a sport that's harder than others?
I think it depends on the photographer. I think hockey's the most
challenging. Since you're the only photographer I've got, we'll go with you.
I think hockey's the most challenging sport to cover.
Because it's so fast?
It's so fast-paced, and you're behind glass, or otherwise there's a little hole in the glass that you have your lens through. So you really can't...
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yes,
you get bonked in the head by that puck or a stick or something.
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about that because of the hole.
Yeah.
But the problem is you have such a small window that you can shoot out of. So, I mean, like, every other sport, you can move the camera 360, or with this, you can really only move it, you know,
well, normally
not
you
even
see,
90 degrees.
You see, you know, this scrum of sports photographers all kind of clustered together under the end zone or the backboard or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, on top of each other. Where are you guys in a hockey game?
In a hockey game, you're spread out around the rink.
And everybody's got a hole?
Yeah, everybody's got a hole. And you're in between the seats, just sitting on the stairs going down to the rink.
Interesting.
So it's really the most challenging, the most fun, I think, is basketball or football.
Basketball or football? What makes those more fun?
Well, football, I like the excitement of the game, especially college football. Mm-hmm. I like college a lot better than pro. Unfortunately, I've been shooting a lot of pro lately. But I noticed with college, it's just, you know, the atmosphere of the band, the cheerleaders, the fans, you know, cheering. I mean, it just makes it a whole lot more exciting.
How many shots would you get at a typical football game? Would you shoot?
Maybe like 400 or 500.
Boom. Okay. And out of those, how many, once you do the culling process, how many would be keepers or that you would send on to?
Well, with the U.S. Press Wire, I'll send maybe about at most 50.
Okay.
To them. When I worked for the athletic department, I would send them.
That was at Mizzou?
The Missouri Athletic Department, or the Mizzou Athletic Department. I would go ahead and I would send maybe almost my whole take in.
So you got all these photographers creating all of these great photos, even if you narrow it down to 40 or 50 per game. And a few of these make it into publications. Some of them make them onto websites or... But what happens to all the rest of those images?
They pretty much just sit there.
They're in some hard drive, some RAID array somewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, when I was shooting some stuff for Sports Illustrated, whenever I was on assignment for them, literally Dave and I would go shoot the game, and then we'd take the cards out of our camera, and then we'd FedEx them or send them on an airplane to New York. And they would, you know, download the cards, look through everything, and then... You know, maybe only use one or two images in the magazine.
Man.
And
all right, we'll tie in social media here just a little bit. You use Flickr?
No, I do not.
Use some similar service?
No, actually, I just use a blog. And the reason why I didn't like how Flickr and PhotoBucket, mm-hmm. A lot of them, they have those print options on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want people to be able to just, you know, print off images, especially, and also you have a little bit of a copyright issue. Because technically, I believe the NFL and like NASCAR, for instance, they own the images, and you can't sell them for non-editorial use.
Okay. So there's no way for you to share any of your images like this through a photo sharing site, PhotoBucket, Flickr, whatever.
I mean, you could, but I mean, I wouldn't. It's
realistically.
Yeah.
So when you put them on the blog, is that more for portfolio purposes then?
It's somewhat for portfolio purposes. It's it helps get my name out there as far as photography.
Okay.
And so people can see my work and what I'm actually working on normally. So I have a photography website, but that's pretty much static. And with the blog, you know, it's real-time updates almost. So, you know, I go to the game, and then usually a day or two after the game, I'll upload the images to the blog, and, you know, so everyone can find out, you know, what I've been shooting or if potential photography client wants to find out what's going on, they can see, hey, I was at this football game, or I was at the Dolphins, I was at the Dolphins like training camp or whatever.
What's your least favorite photo assignment? Is there an area that you just, you cringe when you get one, or turn it down?
Another fan of track and field.
Yeah?
A lot of people like it. Not a big fan of track and field or baseball.
Ah.
And
why not baseball?
Well, baseball, I actually like to watch baseball. But as far
as... Is it because nothing happens in baseball?
That's exactly it.
I mean, I love to see where they do highlights, and they'll literally squeeze an entire game in down to, you know, 90 seconds.
I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, if baseball, it's fun to watch because, you know, you can drink a beer. Drink
a beer, I knew.
Yeah, and, you know, have a hot dog. But to actually shoot it, I mean, you're sitting there waiting for something to happen, and then you fall asleep, and then something happens. You know, it's like...
Do you get requests from friends and family to come shoot weddings and birthday parties and stuff like that?
I do, but I don't shoot anything but sports and...
You just tell them no.
Yeah, I just tell them no.
And they're okay with that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because it's just, you know, I mean, sports drives my passion. I'll, back in college, I had an opportunity to do some stuff for Hooters. And so, I mean, I did that because partially, you know, it's half-naked women, so...
Wouldn't you do that? In fact, the question I have for you is, why isn't that the only thing that you do? You did a calendar for them, is it?
Well, I didn't do a calendar, but I worked on some stuff for the calendar, some a lot of the pre-stuff, and I shot some stuff that made into the Hooters magazine.
Don't tell me you worked on any of the SI swimsuit stuff.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Because we'd have to stop. We'd have to stop this interview right now. Do you always have a camera with you?
I always do.
What do you got? Where is it?
Well, the iPhone's one.
Ah, okay. You're
that
covered.
Counts as one, you're but covered. Then I got the Canon SD780 IS. And one of the cool things about it now, especially with the social media aspect, and since I'm so involved with it, they make an iFi card, which is a little Wi-Fi. Goes straight to Facebook.
Or Flickr for me.
Or Flickr, yeah. I share stuff on Facebook. A lot.
Okay.
So everything, I use a service called Posture, so it's free.
I know. I love Posture. So hold your little camera up there so we can get a shot of that with you. And that's, what did you say that was? It was a Canon?
Yeah, Canon.
Well, now, do professional photographers ever sort of, you know, look down upon that kind of little point and shoot camera? And I mean, you guys have multi-thousand dollar pieces of equipment and lenses and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you unusual in your fondness for this?
No, I think a lot of photographers will carry around point shoots. Especially, I mean, part of the thing is I don't want to carry around, you know, a bunch of equipment with me all the time. But you never know when you're going to find a good photo. I mean, whether or not it's actually, you know, something artistic or sports related or something just, you know, humorous. You never know. So I think it's... like football, basketball, like any sporting events, I think professional photographers will usually look down if someone's just using a point and shoot, just because generally people who are using that aren't really, they're not working for a publication or, you know, all of them, they don't really have...
They're amateurs, Jonathan, they're amateurs.
Well, exactly, and, you know, especially in the football field, they're taking up space on the field.
Yeah, get them off of this place. What do you think of the iPhone as a camera?
I wish the iPhone was a lot better, but I love the concept, and I actually love the iPhone camera more than a real camera, because you can automatically upload to Facebook or Twitter or whatever you want.
Do you do a lot of that?
I do, yeah, quite a bit with Twitter.
Do much with video?
I've actually been starting to get into some video, but it's more of with the flip camera, and okay. It's more just for fun. I create the marketing firm I work for, we do a lot of YouTube videos that are just, you know, little webisodes around the firm.
Are you, did being a good still photographer in any way translate into being a good video?
I believe so, because of
framing, composition.
Yeah, I think that's the key thing, because most people...
You got a YouTube account?
I do.
Can is it open? Can we get to it?
Yeah, you can.
I'll put a link with this. So, what have you done recently that we might enjoy, video-wise?
Well, the video-wise, everything I've been doing video-wise has been for the firm. with the firm I work for. Yeah, no personal stuff. Most, because my passion is in photography, I stick mainly to photography for personal use. And for the firm, though, so YouTube's a big thing. I do YouTube videos for them.
Cool.
But with sports photography, though, I think eventually it's going to get to the day where you'll have professional photographers out there. They snap the photo, and it's automatically transmitted to a wire service, and then that wire service, you know, just pops out all over the globe. And then, so, I mean, I really think that's going to be the future, is wire services. And New York Times, I mean, they have, you know, hundreds of photographers. Unfortunately, I think a lot of them are going to be condensed into, you know, a handful of photographers.
And then how common has it become to see some amateur piece of video or a cell phone photo, because that's the only shot of the explosion in the subway, or that is the only shot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll take anything. I mean, if it's anything, it's better than nothing.
Yeah. So. And I think that's where citizen journalists play in. I mean, I think they're going to be a key integral part of communications in the future, just because they're there versus having a professional there.
You know, my first video camera was an old Sony Hi8 or whatever, and I had to go through all kinds of hoops to get that converted over and encoded, and this is all before YouTube, and there was no place to put this stuff. The files were monstrous. There was no flash. And it keeps getting better and better and better. And these the Casio that I use does a nice job of encoding for YouTube, but nothing does as well of integrating with YouTube from an encoding standpoint, in my opinion, than the iPhone. The video that I shoot here and send straight to YouTube looks better than anything I've been able to get. Now, that could be because I'm not good at encoding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just it's so sharp, so crisp. I love what the iPhone has done with video.
Yeah, I mean, the iPhone is really, I think it's changing media. I mean, I purely believe that the iPhone is changing media because it's indirectly through citizen journalists.
Here's a question for you. Since you you worked for the athletic department at Mizzou when you were in college, you've done a lot of pro and a lot of college shoots. You know that some of the conferences now have been putting some pretty, some would say, draconian regulations in place in terms of what can be done with blogging by people with press credentials. It seems weird to me because, I mean, are you going to take everybody's cell phone away? I mean, you're going to take away all those thousands of iPhones up in the stands? I mean, what is the implications of half the people in the stands having the ability to publish in real time? Go with that.
Okay. Give me a second to think about it.
Okay. You must have thought about this before.
Well, I haven't. I'm trying to formulate it.
You're down in the field shooting, and you're looking up, and you go, holy crap, every Tom, Dick, and Harry in this place has got a camera, and look at, they're all Twittering, and they're posting stuff to Facebook. Shit, this is all going to be out there before I can get my stuff to New York.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, because of that crunch, it's really putting a strain on photographers, I've noticed. Especially working for Presswire. I mean, deadlines are critical, and timing's a key factor. And especially now, if they can go and they get a piece of some data, or an image, or some video, or
this has been on TMZ for 2 days. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Seen that, done that.
Well, I mean, even with wires, or even with newspapers and TV especially, I mean, everything's in almost real time now. And so the thing is,
and people your age expect it to be that fast.
Exactly.
I mean,
and so it's really putting time crunch on the people actually, you know, doing the video, doing the audio, and doing the stills, and the writing and part of it, to really, you know, almost be real time.
Have you streamed any video with the new Ustream app for the iPhone?
I have a little bit.
What do you think?
I was impressed. It could be better. I think a lot of it's due to the data connection that's slower, but...
And it'll get better.
Yeah, and it will get better. And I mean,
the integration with social media, boom, all of a sudden on your Facebook page or your Twitter feed, hey, Joe Namath has just walked into the bar where I'm having a beer, and I mean, this, I think, has huge implications for me, for something. For journalism, for media, for
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, I think that traditional journalism is going to have to adopt the citizen journalist model of real time.
Shh. You can't say that in this building.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just teasing.
Okay. But you know what I mean? Like, I think it's going to have to, everything starts needing to be real time. I mean, for audio, it's a little different a lot of times because you can do it more real time. But yeah. stills in particular and writing, I mean, it creates, you know, a tension of, you know, rushing it out or giving quality. And I think the key distinction between citizen journalists and professional journalists is quality.
Well, there's no question. When I look at your photos on your photo blog, mm-hmm. I mean, it just leaps off at you. This is a different animal than anything that some amateur like me took with mm-hmm. a little point and shoot. And you would think that dramatic difference would be enough to ensure the economic future of professional photographers. Is it?
I think it is, but not at a mass level. And primarily because of wire service, because now it's so simple for a newspaper publication to pull a image from a wire service for X amount of dollars versus send one of their own photographers out there, especially for bigger events.
Jonathan, you're going to bum us all out with this. Well, there's got to be a
but I think there is a future. But, I mean, I think it's...
We just don't know what it is yet.
Exactly.
And you're young. You're rolling with this now, so, I mean, whatever happens.
Yeah.
You're going to move into that area. You're going to get skilled with it.
But I think one of the keys of traditional journalists, at least photography-wise, would be a seamless integration between when you snap a photo and, you know, transmit it almost instantaneously. I mean, I think that is the future of still photography. So, you know, you're at the Super Bowl, you fire a frame, and then automatically you can see it uploaded, you know, to New York Times website or wherever.
Through some sort of Ajax-y interface, all of a sudden, just on my screen, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on the rumored iSlate, the tablet that Apple keeps, or that we keep thinking Apple is going to come out with, and what implications that might have for publishing magazines, for example? Mm-hmm. I mean, SI had an amazing video that's been all over YouTube,
yeah,
showing what SI mm-hmm. might look like. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that. And
what'd you think?
I thought it's pretty incredible. And I have to say, I don't think the Kindle or the Nook are going to survive after this thing comes out.
No, those are killers.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty incredible, and I can totally see, you know, journalism being purely an online or
almost
TV
instantaneous
thing.
Yeah. I mean, you can see it coming from your camera, boom, 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 right onto my iSlate.
Yeah, I mean
in virtually real time.
Yeah.
And
I mean, the thing is, who wants to carry around a stack of magazines or newspapers when they can just carry around the tablet and get everything?
If you met a young guy, like you were a young guy in high school not so long ago, and he or she, notice how I got mm-hmm. out of that gender thing.
Yeah.
He or she was interested in photography, and you were on the sidelines, and they said, oh, that's Jonathan Brownby, ooh. Yeah. What advice would you give them?
I give them to keep following their passion and to try and stay ahead of the curve.
And keep their day job?
Yeah, I would try. I'd say...
No, don't keep your day job. Follow your passion.
Well, no, follow your passion, but I think you have to stay... You always need to stay one step ahead of the curve.
I mean, is there going to be... I mean, would you say, yeah, there's a real future for you in photography?
I think there's a future, but I think it's... It's not very competitive. No. I mean, I think anyone can be a great photographer.
Okay.
I think it's a very competitive field, and it's getting even more competitive to be a professional photographer for a living. And I think photography 5 years ago and photography 10 years ago is completely different than now because everything's moving online. And one key thing for traditional journalism to stay competitive, at least on the print side, is that they need to find a happy medium as far as generating revenue.
I could go on and ask you questions forever and ever, but I know you've got other people to see and things to do.
Okay, well, thanks.